This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is Opportunity Corner time. Alan Reyes is our guest, as always, the CEO of Reyes Corp. And I'm excited to talk about the topic that we are on about today. Alan, good morning to you. Welcome to it. As always, massive pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks, Tabiso. And today, really what I wanted to talk about is rejection and failure and demotivation. And, you know, when you look at the stats of 96% of businesses failing, when you look at them in more depth, 90% of the 96 just wake up one morning and say, I can't do it anymore. Mm. They don't push on. They don't persevere. They don't push through. And something that I've been working on with many of the entrepreneurs that I work with is, you know, to find tools that help them push through those dark moments. And I'm sure there are a few listeners right now who are going through that right now. Certainly everyone who's listening has been through it, myself included. And today I just wanted to share some great stories about people who have persevered. And this is a tool that everyone can use. When you're feeling down, it's to actually role model other people who've pushed through. It's about, instead of sort of swimming in your own pain, to go onto the internet, go onto Netflix, go onto wherever, and find stories that are of people who've pushed through. So today I want to share 9 stories, quick stories, and what I'd really like to hear, if we've got time, is, you know, our listeners' stories. You know, have they got stories of them pushing through?
Let's go for it then. Who are we starting with?
We'll start with Walt Disney. I thought, you know, old Mickey Mouse, the guy who invented Mickey Mouse, who was not actually called Mickey Mouse when it started. Mm. But he was actually, when he started his career, he was fired from a newspaper he worked for. And you know what they said the reason was? They said the reason was because he lacked creativity. He lacked creativity. There's the founder of Walt Disney. So if you get feedback from people, you know, that negative feedback, just realize it's one individual's thought. It's not the truth. He also never finished school. So, you know, once again, education, I think, is very important. But a lot of entrepreneurs feel that if they haven't got a matric or they haven't got a degree, then they're less than. I have found that not to be true. I found that entrepreneurs can be successful if they've got that blue heart, that fighting spirit. That's more important than the level of education that you've completed. And then he applied to the army and he was rejected there too. So this guy, you know, his whole life was full of rejection, and he built one of the biggest brands in the world. But initially he was told, you know, he lacked creativity. Well, that wasn't so true.
Who else is on the list? Steve Jobs, I see.
Steve Jobs, yeah. We can't have this, talk about this without talking about Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. And he's got a phenomenal story about being fired from his own business that he created, and then only to return to make it a global success. Can you imagine that feeling of being fired from the business, you know, your own baby? It grows up, and then you put in a board, and that board then fires you, only to destroy value in that business and then get called back again. So, sure, one hell of an emotional story.
Yeah.
And it shows you can come back from the deep dark recesses.
And he was not the nicest of people, though. Is that what it takes?
He was. No, it's certainly not what it takes to be a terrible person. He is. Definitely wasn't one of the nicest people on earth, but you know, and I've read all the books on him, you know, and he's certainly somebody I don't aspire to emulate from a people point of view. But
yeah,
one cannot argue that
he
has changed the world. He did, as he put it, put a ding in the universe.
Abraham Lincoln is on the list as well.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. If for the Americans who might be listening, he was actually a failed businessman. In 1931, he had to declare bankruptcy as a failed businessman. Then 5 years later, he suffered from a nervous breakdown. He suffered from all the stress of all these failures. Then he decided he was going to go into politics. And the first time he ran for president, he was beaten. And I love this quote by him. He's got a famous quote. He said, My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you're content with your failure. And what he was saying that, like, we're all going to fail. But if you're content to just stay down, that's more problematic than the failure itself. And I think that's a fantastic message that we can learn from.
Michael Jordan. Oh, what a story.
There's so much on him on Netflix right now, and I'm loving all the Michael Jordan story. I find him such an incredible role model. I really do. He's also got a famous quote where he says, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've almost lost 300 games, 26 times. I've been trusted to take the game winning shot and missed 26 times. I failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." And what he's saying, what Michael Jordan is saying, is because you fail that you succeed. You've got to go through all these missed shots. You have to try, fall down, get up again. If you don't do that, you don't learn. You don't ever succeed, really. And I love his whole emphasis of what the ratio is for how many shots he's actually missed versus how many he's won. You know, he's got into that hoop. And still known as arguably the best basketball player of all time.
Absolutely, because when we look at people like him, we just see success, and it's impossible to even think that these are people that have failed repeatedly.
Yeah, and that's really the message to anyone who's feeling down right now, is that, you know, even as I speak, and I'm sure, Tavisa, in your life, I mean, I failed also countless times. And sometimes very, very harsh failures, embarrassing failures. And at the time, you know, just thinking that I wouldn't be able to get up again. And something inside you picks you up.
Mm.
And this is about, you know, getting that messaging from other people. Then if we can talk about Oprah Winfrey as well.
Yes, I mean, she's a phenomenal
success story. And all the odds were stacked against her. She came from absolute abject poverty, a history of sexual abuse from members of her family. So she, in inverted commas, had, you know, she was a victim of poverty, a victim of sexual abuse, and she's become one of the most successful businesswomen in the world. I mean, her whole thinking was that my past does not determine my future. What happened to me in my past is not an indication of what will happen to me in my future. And it takes a huge amount of self-awareness and the ability to fight the narrative in your mind that because of my past, it determines my future, to break that chain and say it has got no relevance to my future.
Very interestingly, I was watching her interview on Bloomberg TV recently. And she was saying that she started off as a television reporter, field reporter, and that did not work out. She was called into an office to be told that, "Sharp, sharp, this thing is not working, and we are going to get rid of you. But in the meantime, because the contract is lapsing in a couple of months and we can't pay it off because of the salary that she was being paid, you go and do that talk show until your contract runs off." And she did that talk show, ran with it, and it became a phenomena.
Sure, I didn't know that story. It just tells you sometimes what you think is your failure is actually the route to success. that opened the door for her, right?
Mm.
You know, and that happened so many times. You know, for me, just, you know, for people who've just gone through this COVID, it basically what feels like a trauma. You know, for many of us in business, it was incredibly traumatic. But what I found was that, you know, in that, all the learning and all the routes to success came out of that for especially, you know, in the businesses I'm involved in. These guys just pushed through, and then the opportunities presented because they held on. And then those became basically the beginning of massive success. And I've just seen it, and I'm just in my mind, I'm just ticking off three businesses that I'm involved in, and who literally a year ago, at the beginning of the lockdown, it was game over for them. It was finished. And a year later, they are having they've had a record year, you know, and just by pushing through, by keeping on going, just pushing through, you know, and that's really what the message is today. Our next dude I want to talk about is James Dyson. He's an inventor. So for the inventors who are listening out there, he invented the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and at one point he was the richest man in the UK. But what was interesting about his story, he's had listen to how many prototypes before his invention actually worked. 5,126 times. And we've heard about the Colonel Saunders Kentucky Fried Chicken story 1,000 times. But this is 5,126 prototypes before it actually worked. And that made him the richest man in the UK. That is persistence, if there is ever persistence.
Yeah, so, no. This one borders on something else. I mean, 5,126.
Can you imagine what has to go on in your head to withstand that? Yeah. And then I found this one on this lady called Janice Bryant Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a $900 loan from her mom. She started her own company in 1978. It was called Act One Group. And she founded it as a black woman in a male-dominated industry, and she turned it into a global enterprise that provides employment and workforce management and procurement solutions to large corporates. And the company has now grown into a multi-billion dollar business with more than 17,000 clients, 2,600 employees in 22 countries.
Wow.
Go look her up. It's a phenomenal story. And also a story of pushing through, being told all sorts of terrible things, and just pushing through and pushing through and pushing through. From a $900 loan, I mean, it wasn't even a big loan from her mom. Just can you imagine what that meant to a multi-billion dollar business? I love those stories. Just love those stories.
You've got another one, Madame C.J. Walker. Who's that?
Yeah. So she was the first black female self-made millionaire. There's a great Netflix program on her, on Netflix, obviously. You know, I'd heard about her. I'd read about her, but the series was absolutely fantastic. How she just became successful. She was the daughter of former slaves. She worked in a barber shop for $1.50 a day. And she created a homemade remedy that helped her hair regrow after suffering from a scalp condition, and then turned that into an empire. And this was a long time ago, where this kind of thing certainly wasn't happening in the USA. Forget the fact that it was an African-American story. It was also a woman in those days. Women were not in entrepreneurship. And she was both black, female, and female in America over 100 years ago. And a phenomenal story. I loved watching that series. Also, a huge amount of setbacks in her story. And she just got up again and again. Every time you thought it was over, game over, she found a way through. And that's what I look for in entrepreneurs, is that resourcefulness.
Number nine.
All right, so our last one before maybe we can get one or two calls, Tabiso, is this guy called Jan Koum, who is the founder of something we all know, which is WhatsApp. So what you might not know is that he was born in the Ukraine to a household that didn't even have running water. When he turned 16, his mother took him to the U.S., and they both left the communist regime of the Ukraine and set up in a smaller apartment in California, in Mountain View, California. They struggled on welfare, used food stamps to survive, something we don't have in South Africa, but you see it in the movies. And during his late high school, he taught himself about computers and coding. And then he would go and buy handbooks from the local bookstore and then return them when he finished reading them. Like he was actually not a good student. He was actually a troubled student in high school, and he barely graduated. And after leaving Yahoo, he went to work for Yahoo. He applied to a position at Facebook, and they rejected him. They rejected this poor guy, saying he wasn't good enough for Facebook. And then he was unemployed and aimless for a long time. And then during this time, he came across the idea that he would let people see status updates on their phones. And he called it WhatsApp. And he set up that as an app. And he witnessed an astonishing growth. And guess who bought WhatsApp?
The
people who wouldn't let him work for them. For how much? $19 billion. So this guy was like, he landed up being super successful. You know, he was obviously smart, but the system didn't recognize that. And often we as entrepreneurs are not recognized for our strengths.
Yeah.
And, you know, and are rejected by people.
But Alan, isn't there a thin line, though? You know, on hopping on an idea that wouldn't work, despite the fact that you think it would work, and you know, hopping on an idea that would work, and people not understanding where you are going with it, because some people, you know, for instance, just to make an example, some people say I'm a musician, I'm quite good, and you ask them to sing, and you realize that this person cannot sing. But they refuse to believe you when you say, look, you can't sing. It's not your thing, you know. But they go on and on and on with the hope that somebody will eventually give them a recording deal.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that question, because, you know, if it's, you know, if somebody said you didn't have creativity, like Walt Disney, that's one thing. But if you've got a really, really bad voice, maybe there's an opportunity to do something else. I don't know, in the industry. But, yeah, it is a thin line. And also, what I say to entrepreneurs who are wanting to give up is that, and this is, I'm asked the question, when is the right time to give up? And my answer to that is that for as long as you can't ask yourself new questions, and for as long as you can't get new answers, then it's time to give up. But if you can ask yourself new questions about your business and you can still get new answers, you carry on, you keep going. So that to me is my message to entrepreneurs who are out there and often who are out there and battling right now, is often we don't know how to ask different questions. And that is something that you can pursue, is ask different questions about your business.
Tap on Twitter is giving us, in fact on WhatsApp, is giving us a challenge to say, look for local examples in South Africa. It will drive the message home next time.
Yeah. So let's maybe if there's a listener out there with their own story or knows of a story as South African, I think it's a great point that we need these South African stories as well.
Yeah, it's a pity we've run out of time. Alan, do you have anything for us in your bag of goodies?
Yeah, I've just opened the wrong email. Now I've opened the right one. Okay. We're still looking for companies. So let me just explain to anyone who hasn't heard this before. This is for bursaries to come on an incubation program to the value of around 300 300,000 rand, just over 300,000 rand, and to become possible suppliers into the people who are providing those bursaries. And we're looking for crane rigging and parts business, and a forklift maintenance business, forklift repair business, and a load testing business. If you're in the crane rigging and parts business, if you're in the forklift maintenance business, and or repairs or load testing, go onto the Raise Corp website, which is www.raizcorp.com, not .co.za, .com. You click on entrepreneur and you'll find the bursaries there and you can apply there. And of course, if you are looking for tips and motivation as an entrepreneur, I tweet every single morning and put out tips and ideas for entrepreneurs to think about. And that's on my Twitter handle, which is Alon Raiz, A-L-L-O-N-R-A-I-Z, A-L-L-O-N-R-A-I-Z.
Let me tell you, Freddy Litswalo on Twitter says that Abraham Lincoln quote was actually what got me hired by my first employer, the late Energy Hall of Famer Dr. Ian Ernst Lane. Learned a lot from that Madala. So that quote did not go to waste. Freddy used it to his advantage, Alan.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Great.
Thank you so much, man. See you next week.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.